God came from heaven, became a man, made man into little gods, went back to heaven as a man. He faces the Father as a man. I face devils as the Son of God.
There's our pal Benny Hinn, False Teacher Tuesday, star of the day. Benny Hinn apparently has recanted of that theology, the little gods theology, saying that he's a little messiah, because Inside Edition and Bill O'Reilly blew the lid off of his ministry about 10, 11 years ago by doing an expose on Benny Hinn, discovered that Benny likes to take the checks out of the mail and leave the prayer request sitting on the floor in the envelope, discovered that maybe Benny's healings that he does on TV in 80 countries around the world with tens of millions of people watching, with crusades in India with 4 million people showing up, maybe aren't very real. So Benny Hinn got exposed. He went on Pat Robertson's program. He went on Praise the Lord, and he said, I've wandered away. I've strayed. Never really said, I'm sorry, but said his, what did I call it? 400 Club?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. He went on Praise the Lord, too.
That was Baker.
No, PTL.
Yeah, PTL. Praise the Lord.
Right.
Was Jim and Tammy Faye.
But there's also PTL Network. The Praise the Lord Network.
CBN.
No, the Crouch one.
Oh, that's Trinity.
Exactly. TBN. Sorry. Getting my initials a little goofy.
Whoa.
Did I mention I'm on medication for my back? Me and
you
Elvis.
Are?
Oh, took the Tylenol. Yowza. Alrighty. So Benny went on these programs, whatever they're called, and he said, I shouldn't have been teaching those things. I've gotten astray. I don't believe those things anymore. Now I'm just going to preach Jesus. And he said that his lifestyle, oh, we heard the clips of Benny Hinn saying, oh, any preacher who drives around in a fancy car and lives in a big old house should really rethink it and consider what he believes and what he's doing. That sounds good. Right? Plays well on TV, right? Is it true? Joining us on the telephone right now, Ole Anthony from an organization called the Trinity Foundation down there in Dallas, Texas, who spends a great deal of time checking into the claims of people like Benny Hinn. He joins us on the telephone right now. Ole, thank you very much for being with us, sir.
Hi, Todd.
All right, before we get to Benny, your credentials, your research on somebody like Benny Hinn, how does your organization find out what these people are really up to?
You had to ask that, right?
Well got to know.
No, I mean, these people, they live in gated communities. They have no legal reporting requirements, so we have to use extraordinary means. And
like what?
We go send employees in over hidden cameras. We go through their trash, their attorney's trash, their boyfriend's trash, their girlfriend's trash.
People get annoyed at you for that, don't they?
People don't like me sometimes.
I mean, I'll bet Christians hassle you for that, don't they?
Well, yeah.
I mean, be honest. I mean, they probably do.
I'm known in some circles as Ole Antichrist.
Okay, so you just want to find out what these guys are actually teaching, what their lifestyles are like, because, hey, you find out their lifestyle, you'll find out whether or not they're a true teacher or not. So but you go digging through dumpsters, you go do some, you go try to work for them, get on the inside. Benny Hinn, 11 years ago, on the clips that we played, he seems to have repented from all of it. Is that true, sir?
No. In fact, he's doing far worse now than he ever did before. I met with him in 93, according to Matthew 18. We had problems with what he was saying and some of his practices, and I went down to Florida and met with him. And he made me all kinds of promises about how he was going to repent and stop living the massive, rich lifestyle and start preaching the real Jesus and all kinds of things, and he didn't keep any of his promises.
Yeah, I hear him preach Jesus, but it's all surrounding miracles.
Well, but we're not to preach Jesus. We're to preach the cross, our death, our self-denial, and Christ's life, and our pouring out our lives and laying down our lives for others. That's the message of Christ.
Yeah, but he doesn't. We know that he doesn't preach that even today.
No.
All right, now what about his lifestyle? What's he driving these days? What sort of house is he living in?
Well, you'll be happy to know that he lives in Orange County, in California, on Dana Point, in the Ritz-Carlton Hotel compound. His house is $8.5 million. He has a 3,000-square-foot underground parking garage, all facing the Pacific Ocean. He flies and drives the lifestyles of the rich and famous.
All right, we went a house with a 3,000 square foot garage. I don't think that's so.
Parking garage.
Yeah, that's not so exorbitant. $8.5 million. Oh, never mind. Keep going. Does he have his own jet yet?
Well, he has them for a while, and he leases. Leases them and has them and leases them and has them. So it's hard. We think now that he has a jet and a helicopter.
Oh, well, you need that. Because, you know, we saw that Jesse Duplantis on TV last night. He's actually so brazen as to ask people to buy him this piece of equipment so that he can bring the gospel to all parts of the world. It's a private jet!
Well, his buddy, Kenneth Copeland, is asking for money to buy two $20 million airplanes, Gulfstream 4s.
Wow. I guess airplanes don't go to all these remote parts of the world. They need a private jet to bring them there. Apparently land on dirt or a dirt road someplace, huh?
Well, it's so sad because, you know, we got into all this. I didn't want to investigate anybody. We were just doing our thing, and we were taking the homeless into our homes. We have always, for 32 years now, we've taken the homeless into our homes, not into a shelter. And in the mid-'80s, we found out that there were the same number of homeless people in America as there were churches and synagogues. And so we simply had a press conference and encouraged America's churches to take responsibility for the poor. Well, we were inundated with homeless, and the surprise was, the shock was, is that a significant number of the homeless had given their last dollars to one of these health and wealth preachers, betting in the spiritual Las Vegas. In some cases, they were told to write hot checks and God would fill their checkbooks, or take out a loan and God would pay off the loan. And so nobody would do anything about it. We went to the ministries. We tried to contact the ministries, and they wouldn't answer our phone calls or letters. We went to the local authorities. Well, we went to National Religious Broadcasters, and they said, we can't do anything. We went to the local authorities and said, it's protected speech. And so nobody would do anything. I got furious, and that's how we got into it. I really don't spend that much time. Our efforts are still mainly toward the homeless.
Right, but the good point. I'm glad you brought that up. You actually still, you're just feeding people, but you've done this because of the amount of abuse that you've seen of people who have given their last dollar to these folks.
Right.
Let me tell everybody, we're on the telephone with Ole Anthony. That's Trinity Foundation, Inc., in Dallas, Texas. I'm reading from your website, sir. One woman, we learned, had received an inheritance of $53,000. Over time, she had sent one of the Word Faith televangelists $49,000. When she fell on hard times, she went to the church of this person and asked for a help. Ole, what did the church tell her?
They told her that we're not a social service agency. We are here to preach the gospel. And they told her to go to one of the government places to get help.
All right. So the lifestyle is of the rich and famous Benny Hinn. He's living like
a
prince.
That wasn't Benny that did that.
No, 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 no.
Robert Tilton.
No, well, you know, that doesn't surprise us either. But okay, so back to Benny Hinn. He's living like a prince. He's obviously not repented of any of the things that he said that he has changed when it comes to theology. Is he still preaching the you can get rich if you send me money routine?
Well, yeah, everybody on your favorite network, Trinity Broadcasting, I think they have to take an oath to preach the hundredfold blessing before they get on the air.
All right. I don't know about everybody, but okay.
I'm just kidding. That was a little joke.
Okay, sorry. So, Bill, this is sort of funny, and it's sort of not because it's so tragic.
Well, you know what's so tragic? Is that the church at large doesn't do anything about it.
Well, what can they do? You got Benny preaching out of California. You got a church here in Minnesota. What are they supposed to do?
Well, all they'd have to do is begin speaking out from their denominational headquarters, and we would, and to expose these charlatans, and we'd be rid of it. But the reason they don't is because the televangelists, they're so litigious, they sue you at the drop of a hat, and they've got too much to lose.
I've been sued
so many times, the depositions are taller than I am.
Wow.
My deposition.
All right, so Benny Hinn, he still preaches prosperity. He's still teaching that type of... What about the healings? Is he verifying the healings before he puts them on television?
That was the thing that I was most concerned with when I met him. He claims that he's a follower of Catherine Kuhlman. Well, in the latter years, Catherine Kuhlman wouldn't put a healing on the air or publicize it for at least 6 months after the healing occurred to ensure that it was a real healing and not just the placebo effect.
Mm-hmm. Are any people getting healed at his crusades?
No.
Nobody?
No.
You? How do you know this?
We have, either through our offices, our activities, or through the media outlets that we work with, we've checked on hundreds of healings that he claimed. Even the ones that even his own documents prove that he had.
Evander Holyfield.
He never had there was never a heart problem anyway. Evander gave him $165,000.
Yikes. Okay, so with your experience going through records, investigating hundreds of people who supposedly were healed, not one.
There was not one medically verified healing.
All right, some people who claim to, but nothing medical about it. All right, so people are going home. Has anybody died from this?
Many have died, and that's what's so tragic. The classic example was a woman from Texas who... there was two, but they both happened the same way. They stopped taking their medicine, and so the families encouraged them to call a ministry, and they were told, you know, that if they took the medicine, it would be a breach of faith, and that they could lose their healing.
Mm.
And so they died. But many have died.
Ah, boy.
In fact, a woman died in a crusade.
During the crusade.
Oklahoma City. He did the thing where he blew on everybody and they all fell down and she was an elderly lady and she was hurt in the falling backwards and they wouldn't call an ambulance because they didn't think it would be seemly to call an ambulance to
at a healing crusade. Yeah, and she's dead.
She's dead.
All right, what is going on in your opinion, Ole? At these, you know, Benny's still doing it. We see him on TV all the time. He's still blowing on people, still waving his arms and making row after row of people fall backwards. What, in your opinion, is happening?
Well, it's any stage hypnotist could do that. People, when you go to the crusade, you're already in the first stage of hypnosis where you suspend critical judgment. You've seen the same thing over and over and over. You're programmed to a response. You go in and there's the dim lights, the repetitive music, the whole thing is staged.
And so these people are, you think they're under the power of suggestion?
Well, no, I think the people are desperate. And my heart breaks for them because they're just being led astray.
But this falling over business.
Well,
I mean,
again, any stage hypnotist can do that.
Okay, but some of it, you know, we've seen a lot of these clips, and they play really well on radio, but we've seen a lot of these clips, and these people literally flying through the air. What's happening?
It's the same thing. There is the only time anybody ever was slain in the spirit in the scriptures is when they were overpowered with their own sinfulness and the God's righteousness, and they fell as dead. But now that's become because people can, you know, you can do that. Anybody can do that in a crowd. You need just the crowd dynamic to do those things. And it's just crazy.
All right, so these people, they get up on stage, though, Ole, and they say, I'm healed. I came here and I couldn't. My back was killing me. Now it's not hurting. What's going on with them?
It's the same thing. You've been around enough. You can see any of that. The placebo effect can overcome the excitement of the stage, the excitement of being on television, the excitement.
The TV thing is big.
We had people go on. We had our own producers go up and you know, claim that they were healed of something, and it was just a fake.
All of it.
No, it's not fake in terms of the people. The people are just desperate.
Right. But Benny has to know this. Is he ignorant of this? Does he really think he's healing people?
Benny believes in himself. He believes that he's sincere. He's sincerely wrong, but he's sincere. Some of these guys are just pure charlatans.
All right, now, just so the people have a perspective, tell me if I'm wrong on this, sir. You personally...
Don't call me sir.
Mister? Ole.
How about Ole?
All right.
That name should wear well in Minnesota.
It's playing just fine.
Okay.
Do you believe in healings, correct,
of course,
sir?
We have healings here all the time, but they happen through the weakest member, normally, of our community. If somebody says they have a gift of healing, run from them because they've polluted the Holy Spirit's gift.
All right, so people who are hearing this, you're not just some bitter guy who thinks that this theology is just whacked. You actually agree with healings, but you just happen to know that he's a crook.
Well, he is, in my opinion, committing fraud in the name of God. There's, in fact, I spoke at a group of U.S. attorneys recently, and There's more fraud committed in the name of God than any other thing in America.
That's not funny.
That's so sad. It breaks my heart. Because we're showing the wrong gospel.
Oh,
we're
it's a fact.
The wrong message.
I you know what? I can't help but wonder how many people I witness to who think that I'm a little Benny Hinn or that I'm a little Robert Tilton. That's their impression of Jesus Christ and Christianity, and we get to fight against that too.
You know that there are that among population groups in the United States, the evangelical Christians are of 100 population groups. They're third from the bottom, right above prostitutes and drug dealers. That's the image.
The impression that people have of us.
Right.
Yeah, now we can thank people like Benny for that.
Well, can I tell you one quick story?
Yes, sir.
I was on Primetime Live with Diane Sawyer, and she asked me, what would you say to the people who've been turned away from God by the antics of these men?
I'm sorry.
And I could tell that she was not talking about those people. She was talking about herself. And I said, Diane, it's not what I would say. It's what would God say to you. And I said, here's what I think he'd say to you. He'd say, oh, stubborn and rebellious child, has my love no longer the power to melt your heart? Have you been driven away by those who claim to know me but were filled with hypocrisy and greed and drunk with the stench of a death faith? Let the dead bury the dead. Let ignorance reproduce itself until it's weary of its own offspring. This is between you and me. You can no longer resist my spirit without suffering pain. Come back, all is forgiven. And she was sitting there bawling. They didn't hear that, of course. But.
Hmm.
I mean, we don't see what tremendous harm that these charlatans are doing in the name of our Father. And that breaks my heart.
It sure does. All right, Ole, I want to tell everybody your website is trinityfi.org, correct, sir?
Right.
All right.
We have another one, The Door Magazine.
Right. I've heard about it. I haven't checked into it. I'm anxious to do that. I understand there's a fellow up in St. Louis who owns some TV stations. Is that correct?
Right.
Decided to get rid of all of these people off of his TV network. Is that right, too?
Yeah, we helped the St. Louis Dispatch do an expose on his one of his local people there, and he saw the lifestyle that they were living, and he just couldn't
put him on his TV network anymore.
So he lost several $100,000 a year because
he just didn't want it out there.
He couldn't do it anymore.
Hey, good for him. I appreciate the work that you do in making sure that this is not just a feeling, but this is verifiable and certifiable what these people are all about. Thank you, sir, for joining us today. I appreciate it very much. Ole Anthony, thank you very much.
I went to see that Benny Hinn. I was riddled with arthritis, and then he just... I'm cured!
I always worry about the people he lays out there. They're going to crack their head open.
Yeah, he cured me of the arthritis, but then I hit my head and I've had a limp ever since.
Tonight in 2 News Extra, Leap of Faith. He's a fast-rising star in religious broadcasting, a faith healer, performing nightly miracles on TV.
And he delivers.
And all of a sudden, I have no pain. I have no pain.
I give you praise for the anointing. I give you praise for the anointing.
But what about after the miracles? In these complaints filed with a televangelist watchdog group here in Dallas, many former believers say they were misled.
She felt a heat come on her chest. Now she breathes freely, no pain whatsoever. She's been healed by God's power this morning.
Joyce Vaughn believed she was healed of lung cancer. So did her daughter.
I begged her not to take the chemo because she was healed. I believed in Benny Hinn.
But her doctors convinced her to resume chemotherapy. Then she died 2 months later, leaving her daughters in anguish.
I wonder how many have died by not taking their medicine. I wonder about that.
They're stopping seeing the doctor because of the showmanship, and it doesn't have anything to do with the real power of God. It has to do with this show.
You had a stroke?
In response to critics like Ole Anthony, Hinn has made changes in his show. He says he never tells people to stop taking their medicine, and he says his staff screens everyone before they come on stage.
Uh-huh. We have really tightened up on making sure that these people are really healed, that they're not just inventing something, you know. We don't want anybody coming on the platform acting, okay?
But it's not okay. We hired this actress to go with us undercover to a crusade in Minneapolis and wait in a wheelchair. On stage, Hinn was calling out miracles.
The Lord is healing the person in the wheelchair section.
She got up as if she'd been healed. She was questioned by Hinn's staff, and she was interviewed in front of Hinn's camera for possible use on his show.
All right, we're going to take you up.
She joined Hinn on stage with dozens of others claiming a cure, but we can't show you because Hinn's guards found our hidden camera and took the tape. Hinn admits that in the past he declared people healed without checking.
Not because I was inventing something. It's because I truly believe that in my heart, and I'm not perfect, I'm a human being like anybody else, you can be wrong, you can make a mistake.
Yeah, he might. He might be convinced in his mind he's actually healing people. He might be that deceived. Give him the benefit of the doubt, we have to. Doesn't change the fact that it's all false, it's all wrong, there's no healings, it's all about money, it's all about lifestyle.
Replays the most dramatic scenes from his crusades on his daily TV show, along with a pitch for money. He offers viewers their own personal healing.
Stretch your hands now. Believe God with me today for your healing.
All they have to do is place their hands over his on their TV sets.
There's someone with a growth on the stomach. The growth is going down right now.
How does that happen if your show is taped a week before? Is the power of God trapped somehow in the television set?
What a great question. What Benny does is they record the program, and he puts his hands up, like you see me doing right now, so that they're close to the camera. So there you'd see his big mitts on the camera, and you need to match your hands up on your TV screen to his hands. It's pre-recorded. So rightly so, she says, well, is God trapped in the recording? Court, how does this work exactly?
Oh, not at all.
How does it work?
No. There is no power in that tape. But God, being God, is watching everything when it's happening, you see?
Oh.
So when the program is aired, he's seeing those people's hearts. He knows what they're going through.
So why do they have to put their hands on a TV?
And he'll touch them.
Pam Zekman, Channel 2 News.
But some people have been hurt rather than healed by the touch of Benny Hinn. That part of the story tomorrow on Channel 2 News at 6.
Well, we've got that coming up for you just a bit with Bill, not Bill Carlson. He's our guy here at Channel. Bill. Well, Tony, what's the guy's name? Bill
Curtis.
What he said.
Adam was a super being when God created him. I don't know whether people even know this, but he was the first superman that really ever lived. I'll prove it further. Adam not only flew, he flew to space. Mm-hmm. He was with one thought, he'd be on the moon.
I mean, you talk about watching God divide an ocean, taking the wheels off the chariots of the Egyptians.
Well, listen to this one. Even he doesn't know what he's talking about.
And here, this wall of ice, it was, by the way, a wall of ice. That's right. The Hebrew word... And I can show it to you after the show, Paul.
Because I wouldn't want to show you now because I don't actually have it. I don't know that we're going to get to this today. I think we will later on. He says that he's actually got on film Jesus appearing at one of his crusades. Jesus actually showed up and they caught him on camera. And yes, I've got that film. In fact, I think we've shown it on our TV program. I do not have it with me tonight, but we do have the... Yeah.
But the Hebrew word, when God divided that... Red Sea, as the wall stood, it actually froze with God's breath.
Ah.
So when the water came down, it was ice coming that crushed the Egyptians.
You know, Tony, you know what that could be? Those new icebreaker mints?
Ah.
You know when people breathe and the whoo comes out of them?
And there you are.
Bada bing, bada boom.
It's in the Word. I'm sick and tired of hearing how it used to be back 40 years ago. I got so sick of it, I said, Lord, if I hear it one more time, I'm going to throw up. I want to see it now. And I'm sick and tired of hearing about streets of gold. I don't need gold in heaven. I got to have it now. I got to have it here. You say, well, Benny Hinn, isn't that wonderful to have gold, streets, and glory? Well, of course. But if I hear the thing one more time of how it will be and how it was, I'm going to kick somebody.
That would be the spirit of, that would be the fruit of kicking somebody. Yeah, the fruit of violence, I believe.
A leap of faith that could be deadly. A sea of supporters pays to be healed by Pastor Benny Hinn. But now critics say that some people have been hurt, not healed, by the televangelist's touch. In tonight's News Extra investigation, Pam Zechman exposes Ba-da-da. How a faith healer could be hurting his own flock.
This is your brace.
I think I'd fall down if I had to listen to that at some big convention.
A touch from the hand of Pastor Benny Hinn, and believers are overcome by the presence of the Lord. So strong is the feeling, they fall even if he just blows into the microphone. It's known as slaying in the spirit. Hinn prefers to call it falling under the power of God. His critics, even those who believe in faith healing, say it's not the power of God, but the power of suggestion that makes people swoon.
The people are worked up into a frenzy. They know what's expected of them, and they do it. I think it is theatrical, and I think it is a gimmick.
And they say it's dangerous.
I believe it's irresponsible. People are hurt all the time, and it's just never reported.
But one death has been reported. An 85-year-old woman died of complications from a broken hip after a man fell on top of her at a crusade. Hinn settled a $15 million lawsuit with her family for an undisclosed amount.
Take it in Jesus' name!
That'd be that fruit aggressive healing. What that is.
It hasn't stopped Hinn from mass slayings like this one we saw at a crusade in Minneapolis. This little girl suffered a sprained ankle, sprained knee, and torn ligaments in a crush of falling bodies.
Felt like my leg was numb. I started to cry and I yelled.
If I know anyone was injured,
Listen to this great offer. He's so magnanimous.
I will go personally and pray for them.
Hinn claims very few people have been hurt over
the
years. He defends the practice of slaying in the spirit as something God does through him, and he says it's no act.
People don't fall because it's the power of suggestion, you know. Well, we are dealing with a greater power than electricity. That's God's power.
But it's the power of television that's bringing Benny Hinn to millions of believers every day. His growing influence troubles some Christian watchdog groups. They say some of his teachings and public statements violate Christian principles.
Yeah.
You know, I've looked for one verse in the Bible. I just can't seem to find it. One verse that said, if you don't like him, kill him. I really wish I could find it.
That was Hinn's response to critics during a 1990 telethon. Now he takes it back.
That was a dumb thing to say. It was a joke, but it was a dumb thing to say.
And he's retracted teachings he once claimed were revelations from God after his critics denounced them as having no basis in the Bible.
Every preacher I know will say or has said things that they regret.
Yeah, the difference, though, is those preachers actually stop saying them.
And I've had my share of things I've said that were stupid.
People, everybody here can be healed tonight.
Phony faith healing, dangerous theatrical stunts, questionable theology. All of these concern the Christian critics of Benny Hinn. Worst of all, they say, is the damage done to the faith of his followers.
Well, spiritually, the danger is that he's being led astray and that he's leading thousands astray from
truth.
The danger is that people are being deceived in the name of God.
Pam Zechman, Channel 2 News.
Several Christian watchdog groups have been keeping an eye on Benny Hinn and his miracle crusades.
He
has promised to medically verify his healing.
Hasn't.
But Pam reports that so far, he hasn't changed his act a bit.
Isn't that lovely? Promises, promises mean nothing. He keeps promising, he just doesn't stop or he doesn't start doing what he says he's going to do. Get ready. Benny prayed for the pastors and then, what happened to Benny?
Gold dust was all over Benny's face.
Ooh, yes. Well, ooh, the crowd
and
says.
And I actually got down close and tried to get some of it, and
well.
And then I took a picture. The picture didn't turn out too well. It wasn't in good focus.
Well,
but it
get
was just
out.
Sparkling.
You're kidding. The picture didn't
face.
Turn out.
And where that gold dust came from had to be from another dimension.
Well, you know what happened is after I was done praying, somebody said, look at your hands. And I looked and I saw these gold dust. I said, I must be going crazy.
Uh-huh.
Next thing I know, it showed up on my jacket.
Ooh.
So I took my...
Let me tell you. And you don't want gold dust on a jacket that expensive. You'll wreck it.
Jacket off, put it on the chair, and it was still on my jacket. That's why I sent my jacket up to the to the hotel room. I don't want nobody to see it and think I'm nuts.
I had the valet take it.
And then I didn't know it was on my face and my hair. And you began taking pictures.
We don't have those pictures, but just trust us.
We all saw it. There's no question about it. Now, the Lord said that in the latter days there would be signs and wonders and miracles.
Yeah, and he's decided I'll have gold dust sprinkled. And golden starlight in your eyes of blue. Deedleet. Deedleet.
Well, how about why the gold? Honestly, I'm really asking this.
I think heaven's door opened a crack and a little of the street dirt came down on you.
Ricky. Benny Hinn tricking people, taking their money, pretending they're getting healed, going off of their medications, dying, and Christianity in the name of Jesus Christ being sullied. Until tomorrow, go serve your king.